Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I gotta be the best fan. I'm the best fan. Look at me. I'm the best fan.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I enjoy when UK loses.
And James Strebel.
As a Louisville fan, I appreciate that.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
And I'll get to old ass Ryan here in a minute. Anyway, what was that? Is why are you doing that?
Is he okay. Waving you off?
I don't know what he's doing. Well, that's what it says. I don't know what you. Why are you laughing? Anyways,
you don't have to dump that.
We're good. I don't know what it says. All right, so
nothing.
I pulled a Ron Burgundy. I'll just say that.
Okay, Ron.
I totally pulled her on.
I learned a lesson today.
If it's on the screen, he's going to read it. If it's on the screen, if it's on the teleprompter, Burgundy will read it.
All right, we're going to go back to the phone lines. Ryan, you're on the show. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Strebel?
You know, doing the damn thing here.
I'm very happy for the team and everything. But you know, 2011, they talk about St. Peter's. We almost lost to Princeton in our first round.
Very true.
Yeah, Brandon Knight bailed us out, had a game-winning shot. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And anything can happen in the tournament. I mean, anything. You never know. But and now 30 years ago, Strebel, I would have gotten a wrestling ring with you. But I'm too old now.
All right, so 1 hour to go. I don't know. It's killing me right now. It should be a lot easier to find a St. John's hat than it is right now. I want a good Nike St. John's hat. That's all I want.
It should be easy, right?
It just should be easy.
Yeah.
I want a black one with the red lettering. Is that okay? That's what I want. I don't want a gaudy red hat.
It should be a simple get.
Like Blank's... No, Blank's not going to have one. Well, he might.
He might.
He might.
We know Rummage will have one. We know Mike Rutherford will have one.
By the way, I was off one day and not as tuned in this weekend. What has changed with Blank versus U of L people? Is that still... Oh, boy.
Justin, you're next for this one, buddy.
Oh, boy. Was there something you guys talked about on Friday?
He's on the leash.
Oh, boy. He bent the knee?
Slowly. Yeah,
He's bending the knee? Okay.
It's a half bend, but it's probably about three-quarter bend.
It's a three-quarter bend. I mean, Kenny Bain still got like nine guys he's going to replace on the roster.
He gets one more guy.
It's going to go all the way to on. Then football, we got spring game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It's going to be a great offseason around here for Louisville fans, but it's always a great offseason around here for Louisville fans. They always love their team in the offseason, then the reality hits them in the face, and then they still buy into the next offseason. I mean, you want to talk about Kentucky?
I
think Kentucky fans will be a little more hesitant, at least on the basketball side. Football side's a whole other thing. That's
that
a whole
was
other
a
animal. But basketball side, I think people are pretty fed up.
What we mean the football thing's another is
oh,
a whole
I mean,
other thing.
They'll buy into Mark Stoops again. I'm saying they'll buy into Mark Stoops before they buy into Cal.
I agree with that. Stoops gonna be out of KS Bar signing autographs.
Oh yeah, he is.
He'll put him on sale $75 a piece.
You want this
him
bourbon?
And big, him, and no. big, him and Big Dog. Well, you went to the bourbon
signing. I did go to
you
bourbon
and seven
signing.
Other guys.
It was
you and seven other guys.
There wasn't much of a line.
Like I said, it was you and seven guys.
And they're all older guys.
Of course they were. It's the middle of the day.
Yeah, it was like 1 p.m.
No, as you
like,
said, people
like
have jobs.
Yeah, it was like 11 a.m., not 1 p.m.
Hey, 5 o'clock hour. We always love telling you about our friends at Sonatrol of Louisville. They're the highest rated security company in Kentucky. 5 stars. They are a local business, a family-owned business, and they've operated here in the area for more than 35 years. Whether you're in Louisville, Southern Indiana, whether it's security or much more, they can help help you today. If you want to talk to a person, 966-8999 or online SonatrolKY.com and find out how they can help you, whether it's residential or commercial. It's who I use, Sonatrol of Louisville, SonatrolKY.com. So we appreciate them being part of the show on this Monday. 437-9680. I don't know, man. I've been sitting here debating, looking over my sheet of lies, and I have found myself, like the 3 o'clock hour, I'm glad we cut it up today and we got into Musselman, and I mean, I feel like we need to make fun of Purdue, but nobody cares about Purdue.
What?
So it's like, I feel like we need to be mean to
Matt Painter?
In Indiana, but Jack's not here. And
Justin doesn't care.
Yeah, Justin doesn't care. No one else cares. Yeah, and nobody else cares in Indiana. No. Their big year. And I just think for me, we talked about this in the 3 o'clock hour, that for me, like this team is, you know, these guys are going to go their separate ways. And I think for the most part, the few guys, the Adu Fieros, the Ugana Anyunzos, and you hope Chris Livingston, and I don't know if that's even a real thing, but these few guys that can come back, you hope that A, they come back, and B, they actually develop.
Right.
Some guys, and this is how it is everywhere, some guys it happens and some guys it does not. And that was one of the storylines of this team. But to me, it just Kentucky basketball needs to move on. And you know, just for the most part, move on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this next crop of kids, I mean, listen, I know there's going to be talk of Rob Dillingham. I know that's going to be a conversation, whether he ends up at Kentucky or not.
We've alluded to that in the past.
Who they go get anyway, if someone falls off the class, who they go get again, you know, because you're going to have to, you know, keep finding people. And we've talked about getting Power 5, transfers instead of, unfortunately, Antonio Reeves and Kellen Grady, who's the Davion Mintz. He was crane. He was injured. He didn't play. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just think for me, the conversation and the reason people are struggling with this conversation is what I'm going to throw out there, Strebel. Mm-hmm. And that is, you guys had your fill of Fire Cal middle of the year.
Yeah, it reached the peak.
He never got you all the way back. He got you part of the way back, and some he got back further than others. That's the discussion that we had at the end of last hour, basically. But he never got you back, but you also kind of got your fill of talking about another coach. Mm-hmm. And now, I mean, maybe you're a person who complains about their job all the time. And it makes you feel better about staying in that job, okay? You guys got to look around the country a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you got smacked in the face with reality that because of financials, it ain't going to happen. No. And you guys understand the amount of money involved, and Cal's not walking away from money, and all of those other things. And so you got to do that. This to me is not that.
No.
I have not, what I've got from the last, not even 24 hours, Strebel, has not been that, because you just went through it and you all came to the realization that it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. And so that brings me to really what we're talking about now going forward. And that is, you have Cal for a few more years here.
Yeah.
How do you work that out? Like can you work? Can it work? Is it becoming like so many of these older coaches? Mm-hmm. Right? That it's gradual. You start to be a six seed, and then, you know, we're talking about you making the tournament. And I mean, we saw that with someone like Jim Boeheim.
Sure.
I mean, I know he made the tournament this year.
Roy Williams was going in that direction.
Good God, Bob Huggins hasn't done anything that you can remember in years.
Yeah.
Years Bob Huggins hasn't, and they're 17-13 this year.
Right.
Thank God they were in the Big 12.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what got
to where you can lose games and it doesn't matter when you're in some of these conferences. And so, like, the question is, this marriage has to last for the kids.
Yeah.
Okay? And there's a lot of money and ego. How does this work going forward? And the answer, Strebel's exasperated. He's flopping his lips and gums, okay? The answer, I don't know the answer, man.
I'm trying to come to terms with
it. I have no idea what the answer is here.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's
there's no
what,
use in screaming well, about firing
Calipari. And it goes back, exactly. And it, no and it goes back to what I said. This season, I feel like I've been rather consistent here, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not always right. I've picked them to win games they've lost and vice versa, okay? And you guys have let me know. But for the most part, I feel like I've given it to you straight here that you're going to have Cal a few more years. How does this work? And I have lost, they have lost to me as a program the benefit of the doubt. That's what this year and the last few years, Strebel, have done with me, where the staff is never good enough.
We're on
where
a third staff change.
Maybe this coming season it will change, but the players aren't good enough, or they're not Cal guys, or they're injured,
or the other team just hits big shots,
or the fans and John Clay are too mean, or all of these other things.
It's everything but Cal.
All of this other nonsense, and I'm like, what does he need to change? Can anyone get him to change it? Mm-hmm. Will he change it? Who can help him do this? Like, you're going to have a staff member change here, but KT Turner and whoever that guy is not going to move the needle. And so, Strebel, I just, to me now, I'm sitting here saying, we are to the point to where they've lost benefit of the doubt. Cal, but it's not 2014, not 2015, not 2012, not 2009. Like, it's not that anymore.
Right.
It's not that you don't respect that. It's that it's not that. We all used to be in our 20s, okay?
Yeah.
We talked about that's not the case anymore.
No.
So that's why people knee-jerk to the reaction of, let's talk about offseason, which we can this hour, again, okay? Today's obviously very heavy Kentucky-related. Let's do this. Let's do that. It's always let's, you know, talk about Cal and his future and big picture. Yes, all Cal big picture. Guys, it doesn't have to be unanimous. We understand what's happened here. They're not what they used to be. They haven't been what they've used to be. They are not meeting any of the standards here. Regular season SEC, SEC tournament, NCAA tournament, having the best talent, having the best coaches, having the schematic advantage or the talent advantage. They don't have that.
No.
Okay? They have not had that. And so the question is, can you get that back, but how do you do that? And nobody knows the answer to that. And if you think you know the answer, you don't believe in Cal for doing that. And that's really what the next part of this discussion is.
Well, I feel a lot the same about Kenny Payne and John Calipari in this respect. And you brought it up earlier today, where with the classes they have coming in, with the new guys they have coming in, this is like their last pivot. This is it.
Yeah,
like,
if
Kenny Payne loses with Dennis Evans,
that's what
Mike DeCourcy
is going to, and that's what he gave us when we battled Mill this season.
Yes.
It was this year. Cal's got his guys coming in with DJ Wagner and this entire recruiting class, and we're going to see the Cal of old.
That's the last battle.
That may be what happens, but understand that's the only card you can pull now.
That's it. Yeah,
that's all that you have is that one pivot, and Cal has this recruiting class locked in.
Right.
And sorry for his legacy at Kentucky. There's going to be a lot put into this class.
Oh,
there's going to be the pressure.
He thinks that this team had pressure. I mean, they talked about the pressure that this past team had.
This team had no pressure compared to next season.
No, next season, none. I mean, it's going to be piled on thick. And my worry is that as cantankerous as he got with the fans, and it's their fault and everything, scolding them about social media. Like this is worse. This is going to be worse, and these players are younger. These aren't guys that have been in college basketball for, 3-4 years like some of these other guys. They're going to be 18-year-old, 19-year-old freshmen. And you hope that they're more of the dog type players that it doesn't matter. No. That they're going to go out and they're going to play and they're going to be better. They're going to go on the court and they're going to be better than the guys on the other sideline. That's what John Calipari is hoping and praying, that this is what this class is, that it's like one of those classes, because if not, he has no other pivots. He's changed the staff multiple times. He's tried it with the old players. He's tried it with guys hanging around for 3-4 years. He's tried it with older guys in the transfer portal. He's done everything that BBN has wanted him to do in the past.
Yes.
And it's failed miserably.
He's won the offseason every year.
Yes.
Yep. Every year he's winning the offseason. Yes, I contend it's going to happen. Listen, Cerebral, this is going to be difficult for you.
It is.
Because I'm going to be staring in the face of DJ Wagner and Aaron Bradshaw and all them, and I'm going to say, I believe Aaron Bradshaw is going to go to the NBA and make a lot of money.
Yeah.
But what's he going to do in eight months Kentucky. At Kentucky?
Yeah, bingo. Yeah, bingo,
at Kentucky. Yeah. Yes, DJ Wagner is going to make a lot of money. I'm not acting like, but they're not here. I'm not going to go see them play in, 2029.
Right.
It doesn't mean anything.
We need to see what they're going to do at Kentucky for them. I mean, Justin Edwards, the short time that they're here, this is Cal's last stand, I think. I think this is his last chance to win over people like me who are not out on him, but who are very much upset and on the fence with his legacy and what it's going to be. It's his last chance to win people back and to stop the battling and stop the bleeding.
Man, I can't. It's just way too difficult to find good Nike St. John stuff. I mean, what are they doing?
It shouldn't be.
The whole time you've been talking over here, I've been looking for St. John stuff.
There's nothing?
Rummage, which one are you getting so I know?
Yeah, what's there? Maybe you and Rummage can match. You can be
Rummage,
twins.
Rummage, which one?
Texas Rummage, let us know.
Rummage, let us know. By the way, Rummage, I think Rummage said today, I'm pretty sure, he had dinner or lunch with Nolan Smith.
Really? Oh, well, how about that? Little Nolan Smith dinner. Wow, or lunch? Maybe get a little sandwich at McAllister's? What are they doing?
Probably not that. Probably not McAllister's.
You don't think McAllister's?
No, I don't think that's where they're going. What, you do think that?
Yeah, for lunch with Steve Rummage and Nolan Smith. Where else are they going
to
go?
Steve Rummage goes to like meetups all the time. But like, yeah. I feel like this is still one that they would do better.
No, he's not already seen anymore.
I would hope they would do better.
No, it's going to be a step above this.
You think so?
I 100% think so.
Yeah, he's getting his Martin orders. He's got to get in line. He can at least treat him to a nice meal.
What are you talking about?
If he's going to give him instructions.
I don't think so.
He's making like $400K a year. He's won 4 games making $500,000.
Do you think that matters?
I think you're wrong on this.
Okay, I just...
Texas says the Cats still have the McDonald's All-American game.
Yeah, we have that. We have that in, like, next week or the week after that. It's coming up.
Texas says, did you hear Issel say that he stood next to Oscar and he's definitely not 6'8"? Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's what we all know. It's a lie.
Yeah,
it's a lie that we all accept.
Yeah,
okay?
He's like 6'7".
Yeah,
let
me ask you, when you go to the doctor, well, of course they weigh you, but if you tell them your real weight there, sir, is that what you do? You tell them your real weight?
And then you act shocked when you see it. Yeah. That's not what I weigh.
Yeah.
Something wrong with your machine?
You try to act like you're trying to act like you're 5'11 and a half.
Yeah, must be the shoes.
Yeah,
the shoes
I saw Louis just sent me this Nike hat. Yeah, it's the Louis, it's the ugliest hat I've ever seen.
What is it? Let me see.
That gray hat. That's
it's not bad.
Cerebral.
I don't think it's that bad.
Cerebral.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
No, that's terrible.
Yeah,
but that's
thank you.
Really?
Thank you.
Yeah,
that's
that bad.
No, disgusting. But that's also kind of like baseball dad hat. Like, I feel like that looks like...
Baseball dad.
Oh, it breathes. So
exactly.
When I'm
at the field, yeah. It's hot outside.
It looks like New Albany.
Degrees.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm going for.
Well, I know it's not what
I don't have any.
For.
I don't have anyone at Ballfield 3
well,
on a Tuesday.
Well, you asked my opinion. It's not a bad hat for me. Like, I'd wear a hat like that.
How's the migration to Louisville? Everything going okay?
Yeah.
Has everyone been nice to you, or are they kind of looking at you sideways?
No one looks at me sideways.
They looking at you sideways?
No, not at all.
Say, who's this guy from Southern Indiana?
I think Justin found
one.
Who's this guy?
It's not Nike, though, but it's like,
yeah,
that's probably
have
the
to
one
be,
that you're
yeah,
going to
want.
Yeah,
that's where I'm going. Yeah, I just wanted
that's a nice one.
That swoosh.
Was that the fan or whatever? What's that brand?
I don't know.
It's on your phone.
It's
47.
It's the 47.
That's a good brand.
I was confused. I got caught in the headlights for a second. I didn't know
deer
what to
in
do.
The headlights.
And now I'm on Etsy looking at St. John's stuff.
Etsy?
Oh, yeah. We're
Etsy.
Deep into this St. John's.
Wow.
Yeah, we're gonna...
I'm just stunned you can't get anything from their website.
Well, I mean, I can, but they're terrible looking hats.
Well, you thought they'd have better hats, or like even the direct like Nike website, like you just type in the team or whatever.
And
just,
better looking hats than this, yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen them all, Louis. I don't like that one. It's okay. It's fine.
Louis trying to help you
is
out.
It a fitted hat? I don't do fitted hats anyway. My
I can't do fitted hats.
My head is, between... sizes, of course. Well, it can't just be one size or the other. It's got to be between sizes.
I'm too old for the fitted hat. I feel like I can't wear a fitted hat
anymore.
Well,
a lot of times the fitted hat is a flat bill.
Yeah, and I can't wear a flat bill. Yeah.
You're not a child.
I look ridiculous if I wear a flat bill. Like, Kellen wears a flat bill. That's fine. He's 11. He can wear a flat bill. I'm 41. I'm not wearing
a flat
bill.
You ever tell him maybe the Streeble's not going to wear a flat bill?
No, it didn't bother me at all.
I'm just wondering.
No, he can wear what he wants. Yeah, it's well, a lot of the hats are just like, that's the style now.
Especially in baseball.
The baseball, like, yes, exactly. Yeah. That's the style. And so all his official team hats all are flat billed.
Man, there's a vintage 1980 $63 St. John's sweatshirt.
$63?
Oh, Mike Rutherford just bought it. Should have done that joke right at the end. That would have been better at 5:55.
Right.
Wasted such a good joke.
You show up to Master P. You know, get one for Master P. Master P shows up wearing a St. John's hoodie to...
Oh, man. Is that where Hersey's going to go?
No, I think Hershey's going to stay around.
He's got to go.
Yeah, he ain't going to
St.
John's.
He's doing pretty good.
Yeah. Does Q-Slaz go to St. John's? Does Patino bring him?
Texas says Calipari is the equivalent to a politician. Thank you.
Well, what college basketball coach isn't?
Thank you for that.
Yeah, they're all the same. They all think
Texas says
lie.
There's no McAllisters in Norton Commons.
He's not Norty C anymore, I don't think, right? I mean, he's out of Norty C, right?
I don't know where Streeble. Oh, where Rummage is.
Well, and Rummage and I are kind of the same.
Yeah,
guy,
I don't know where Rummage is. I have no idea where he's at. I have no idea where he lives. I have no idea. I don't know east, west, south. I have no idea where he lives.
Oldham County.
Texas says I have a feeling the minutes of Reed Sheppard will be an area of contention next year.
100%. Oh, that's going to
be. No, it won't. Not his
freshman
year.
You don't think so? It wasn't Dante Allen his freshman year. We had to listen to that, remember? And he's looked at
You guys have learned something.
Oh, yeah, right.
You guys have learned something.
Jeff Shepard's son
is a
four-star, might be bumped
Jeff
up
Shepard's
star.
Overrated.
Yeah, no, he's not. He's a
Jeff
beast.
Shepard's overrated.
No, he's not overrated. Jeff Shepard was a beast. No.
National Dan Dockett, you wouldn't like Jeff Shepard if he wasn't white. 2679680.
Outkick.
It's Outkick. It's Dockett. Trump's arrested.
No.
Trump's. Oh, this is small, too, on St. John's. Yeah, I'm not going to be able to wear that. Size small. Men's size small. What man's wearing a size small?
A little beanie head.
No, I'm talking about
my
sweatshirt.
Guy who does the Bianconeri zone. That's him. He's the one guy.
I thought you meant a bit small in a hat.
No. Small like a shirt.
Okay, never mind.
Like, who's wearing that? Like, honestly. Do you know
even
one?
Even Locke wears a medium.
Boy, they fizzled out. How great was that? Oh, we were on the air Thursday.
He did.
Did he do anything this weekend?
He tweeted something at me like, hold the L, and then he deleted it immediately.
Wow.
He did. He tweeted like,
so he showed,
I
he showed
to respond.
A sh- he showed a shred
of awareness.
Of awareness.
Which I appreciate.
Well, that's better than some.
Because Louisville fans showed no awareness whatsoever.
I mean, what were you
expecting?
Of course they're going to attack you.
Yeah, which is fine. It just made me mad. But no, he did delete the tweet. I appreciated that from Locke. I really, really did. Because I was going to respond to him about losing to a 13 seed or whatever it was. But he knew. He understood. He understood the, what was going on.
Sorry, I'm just looking at sound.
Cal's been, he's not Tony Bennett. I mean, Tony Bennett's been worse.
Go Cats.
Oh, that's how it ended?
That's how
oh,
it ended.
My goodness. That's how it ended?
Go Cats.
Yeah. That's how it,
even
with that
at
music,
the end, he said go Cats.
I did. I have to. Yes. It's my sign-off.
Texas says chances we get K-State in the next SEC Big 12 Challenge.
Sure. Let's go.
Is that still a thing next year? It's a great point.
No,
I actually don't know.
They move on to,
yeah, they moved on.
They moved on. Yeah, it's not Big 12 anymore. I think it's ACC.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah,
they moved on. Texas says fans were hollering for John Hood. Shepherd's going to be a mess.
Yes.
The only difference is you might have like players at that position to make you forget for one year about Reed Shepherd is what I'm banking on.
I don't recall anyone yelling for John Hood. Like, I don't, because that was the John Wall, Eric Bledsoe, DeMarcus Cousins, Patrick. Like, no one was clamoring for John Hood. I'm not remembering John Hood conversations. That's when Kentucky was rolling. I don't think there was anybody like calling Calipari's show saying, why don't you play John Hood some more? I don't think
Dexter
that's the
case. Says, sit down, Streeble, and take your L, Oink Man.
There, yeah, Oink Man. Yes, thank you. No, I took the L. I took the L for an hour and a half last night. Taking the L today.
Oh, man.
And I'm taking the L. But again, self-awareness. There's no self-awareness when it comes to Louisville fans. 0%.
Yeah, but 0%. You don't want it to be any different. You want it to be like that. You want them to be talking. That's what this is all about.
I want a little knee bending, but they won't.
You want knee bending?
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. I got a little bit at the end of the season.
You think you're going to get knee bending?
Kenny Payne gets a couple of guys. They're national champions again. So, yeah, I know. I know what this summer is going to be with Louisville football and Louisville basketball. I won't go into it yet because I'm going to let it build a little bit. We'll get to there. We'll get to that point.
Well, they're going to keep getting, I mean, they're probably going to get players, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to get a couple more players. There's no doubt about it, but, you know, well, I'll save it for later. Today's about Kentucky losing.
All right, Ence is saying, do not give Locke credit for deleting. That was his passive-aggressive move where he knows for sure that you'll get an alert and see the tweet but doesn't let others see it.
No, he deleted it.
No, but that's what Ence is saying, that's what he does because he knows you saw it.
Oh, no, I did. No, you're
but
right.
He's not man enough to throw it up there in the light of him being Louisville Locke and Virginia and doing Virginia, what they're doing.
Yeah, no, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. It was a little passive. Ence is probably right about that. A little passive-aggressive from Lachlan McClain.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Good take by Jason Ence. I didn't even think about that.
Well, that's because you had Ence muted. You told us. You told Justin and I. You muted him, didn't you?
Yeah.
There it is. See, there you go.
No, I don't have him muted. No. I don't have him muted.
All right. Let's see here. All right. Rummage following up. He's back in Norton Commons next month.
Oh, next month he's back. Good.
And he's getting the white hat and the gray dry fit shirt. Well, I'm not getting the dry fit. Mostly because my body in that dry fit, not good.
Yeah.
I know what the Nike dry fit is. God bless you, Rummage. That is not something that I'm going to do.
We got the new ESPN Louisville shirts.
Oh, they're dry fit.
And I can't wear them. No. Yeah, I pulled it out. Looked. And the extra large is not a good look on me.
No.
No, I need, like, you need, you probably,
why haven't you seen them? When do we get those? Friday?
I think Friday, yeah.
Thursday, yeah, something like that.
They're in the back over there in boxes. I was like, oh, because Avery had one on. I was like, oh, that's a nice shirt, Avery. She's like, yeah, we got new. They're Nike dry fit. We got these are new.
Surprised Avery's not allergic to the dry fit that Nike
uses.
Like everything else.
So I ran back there. I think, Justin, you did too.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And I was looking through the box. I'm like, where's the 2XL?
Yeah, where's the 2XL?
No 2XL.
So no. I was like, let me see, because I can wear some extra large stuff because I'm to that point.
What,
I can
Phil Baker?
You do the big guy stretch a little bit.
You have to do the stretch. This is Phil Baker dropping the ball because he's a slender guy. He doesn't get him. Men wear double XLs and stuff, Phil.
Yeah. So I didn't even put the shirt on. I just picked it up. I stretched the shirt out and looked at it.
He looked at it.
And I just put it back in the box. No. I can't wear this.
When I was in a fraternity, we would make girls' shirts. And it would look like one of the girls' shirts. It would be this tiny little, you know, it looks like it's been like through the wash 7 times.
I know. I'll have to go back there and look at this during the break.
It's like something you put on a teddy bear or something. It's that small. It's tiny.
Like a Build-A-Bear?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yes, they're little shirts. I was sad. I wanted a shirt. I was saying, like, none of these. I'm too fat for all of these.
Are they blue? Are they red? Are they black or white? Okay, there you go.
They look cool. They're cool looking shirts, but it's not going to fit me. Like, they're all made for like Diener and Phil and Blankenbaker, and like made for them. They're not made for us.
Yeah, don't worry. We got like 100 smalls. We got plenty of smalls.
Yeah, we got smalls.
Nobody who works here is small enough for a small.
No one's wearing a small anyway.
Small, medium, large, extra large. That's it. That's the size. Nothing for us. Like, they realize, like, the majority of their staff at the studio can't wear any of those shirts.
This is from a Kentucky fan. Thank you. L1C4 and 28.
Oh!
Thank you for that. Thank you.
Drop a bomb.
Thank
Whoa!
You. Yeah. Texter, does Kellen even remember Kentucky's last Final Four? No.
No, he doesn't. No, he's 5 years old.
Oh, man.
How old are you? I'm serious. He's 5 years old. It's 6 years ago. Man.
That's rough, brother.
Yeah. Very rough.
That ain't good.
No, it's not.
That's bad. What's going on with you? I don't know what to do.
I don't know either. I don't know
what to do. Texas keeps sending me these ugly hats. Guys, no, I don't want this ugly hat from this off-brand. No, stop it. I want the Nike swoosh. That's the whole point of being Nike.
To wear the show it off. Yeah, show the swoosh.
Anyway.
Swoosh Smith.
437-9680. Texas says the delusional fan base is the best example of the Spider-Man memes for Kentucky and Louisville. Literally, UK Barstool Sports tweeted out the incoming freshman and said the future is bright less than 8 hours after the Kansas State loss.
Nick's got one
on. That's a small.
It hurts so bad.
This shirt's for what now? Is this going? Is this like we're out in public or something like that?
I don't know.
I have no clue.
They are nice shirts. I like them.
Yeah.
I just can't wear it.
By the way, let me see if Nick can hear. Nick, your dad, he coached St. Francis of Brooklyn, right? Did you see what they did? They got rid of men's basketball and all their sports.
They nuked them.
They got rid of all their sports.
Everything.
So there's a good feel good story in the 5 o'clock hour. Hey, the teams all suck. That shirt's way too small for you. Where your dad used to coach, they got rid of the program. Hey, there you go.
They fired everybody.
Hey, there you go. Hey, it's a good day. It's a good day around here.
I'm impressed that Nick could squeeze into that small.
Hofstra's next.
Hofstra's done. To hell with Hofstra.
Hofstra, get out of here. I feel like
Mike. Dude, Magic Mike used to wear.
Did. Oh, this.
Jossie, you never would have seen this. This man used to wear the smallest shirts.
And he wasn't a small guy.
He
wasn't like big.
My twin brother used to do that stuff. Like, he lost weight, but he's still. You're not there.
You lost weight.
You're not Drew Deaner.
You lose that much weight.
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen guys like that.
Yeah.
Texas says, wait, is he a U of L official station now wearing Nike?
That's right.
Lottie's coming down.
Rummage, hide the gear.
Don't wear that Nike out, Rummage.
Rummage wears Nike. Rummage isn't paid by Nike.
He can wear whatever he wants.
That's the difference. Yeah. If ESPN Louisville was powered by Nike.
Yes, we'd all have to wear Nike.
Then yes, we wouldn't. Yeah, we would not be wearing Puma around here. Exactly.
Yes. I do like my fake Puma polo, though.
Oh,
I do like that
goodness.
A lot. It's comfortable.
Texas says, anything above 2X costs extra. Okay, there you go.
Probably so. No, they're right, because anytime I go online to buy stuff, it's like $2.50 or $4 extra.
Texas says, what man wears a small shirt? That's what I said. I'm even going out there on a limb saying, like women aren't wearing.
I couldn't wear
small
as small
shirt.
As a child. Like,
yeah,
I couldn't.
Yeah. No, I don't think there's. No. I can't remember the last time I wore a small in anything. I was like 6. Maybe not even then. I was probably wearing Husky then, too.
Ah, the Husky.
Yeah.
Ah, the Husky.
Husky corduroys. Yeah, exactly.
The corduroys.
Greebles coming. We can hear him.
Oh, goodness. We'll play sound. We'll do that next. I don't know. I can go through all of my different points here if there's something else that we missed.
Wheeler. We'll talk Wheeler at 5:30.
You know what? We'll talk,
Wheeler,
5:30. We'll kill the show and talk Xavier Wheeler next.
Metro College is a program that helps students pay for tuition, and I didn't believe it. You have to work third shift 5 days a week. It's a great and rewarding thing when you graduate. I would do it all over again, just like I just did.
You know those buddies who magically become medical professionals when you're not at the top of your game? The ones who say,
come on, muscle through it.
But then also say,
hey, you should probably see my specialist.
Or surgery or pain meds. It's almost always false, false, and false. Athletico's physical therapists, the same therapists who work with professional athletes, can tackle those little aches and pains from the start, before they become big ones. So next time, don't believe everything you hear. Instead, start with Athletico. Schedule your free assessment at athletico.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says, you sound like a teenage girl.
Yeah, dude.
Texas says, I'm a UK fan. You're embarrassing us.
And James Strebel.
You keep texting that in while Calipari knows me and not you, buddy. How about them apples? In your sad cell phone. Your Nokia brick.
Oh, yeah.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, we got to play some sound here. We'll do so. We haven't played nearly enough. 437-9680, Liquor Barn Studios. Hanging out with you. One more segment to go on this Monday. Tomorrow we'll talk with Mike DeCourcy. A couple other things.
Yeah.
As Kentucky moves into their part of the offseason here, where they always win this part of the offseason. I mean, we haven't even clubbed Indiana over the head, just fizzling out into the abyss.
Yes.
Floating away like Jack and Titanic, sinking to the bottom. Nothing.
That's the only way it could have ended, right?
It's just perfect. Just all of it was perfect.
We knew, like Kentucky, we knew it was going to happen.
We knew Purdue was going to bite the dust.
But
we didn't think it would be that.
No.
We knew, I mean,
Virginia.
Listen, Kentucky was about a round of 32 team. Haven't been the Sweet 16. That wasn't a hot take. That happened.
Right.
And that's where we are. So, whatever.
Yeah, none of it's surprising. There wasn't a shocking development over the weekend. I mean, Purdue, like you said, a little shocking just because of when it happened. I thought they'd at least make it to the round of 32, but to not even get there is colossal, even in the face of Purdue and Matt Painter.
One of the things that I would like... One of the things I'm watching... I guess going forward in all of this will be if there's any messaging around Xavier Wheeler. Yeah. I just don't understand, like, what the thinking was here.
It was a colossal misstep.
I don't know. Okay, so this is a program that Calipari prides himself on giving zero information about injuries.
Right.
And when he does that, which is their prerogative to do that, mm-hmm. it should not be with especially betting lines and everything else. In my opinion, that should not be the case, but it is the case. Mm-hmm. And so I look at Wheeler, and it was what was it? Was it Wednesday or Thursday that we talked? Thursday,
it was,
I guess.
Thursday. Yeah.
It was Thursday that it really picked up, and they got the word out mm-hmm. about it. So they wanted you to know about it. And then
he was practicing.
Cal could not, you know, totally contain everything because they have open practices, mm-hmm. A portion, and because the media can go into the locker room, and this is not John Calipari, gets to pick who is asking him questions at the press conference.
Oh, yeah.
And so the Wheeler stuff really starts to pick up maybe Tuesday, Wednesday. It's then a big story on Thursday.
Like he could
and
play.
We went into the game on Friday night. I was expecting him to play.
Sure.
And then he didn't play. And then we saw what happened the other night. Was the play here... He's getting better, and if you kept advancing, if you played in the Sweet 16, perhaps the Elite Eight, there would be a chance. Mm-hmm. Was it going to be silent, and then we'd have to kind of find out what the doctors thought from Cal? Or was it all BS?
Yeah.
Was it BS because we don't know the truth here? Is this a way to make him look better? To make it
like
look
he's trying.
Like he's trying. He's yes. trying to get back. Because I think... Kentucky fans don't care about Xavier Wheeler. I mean, I just don't think they do. I think.
No.
And so was this a PR move with Xavier Wheeler? And I don't know the answer. I'm telling you, I have no inside information on this. I don't know the answer. But to me, it became a story and didn't need to be one.
It made it worse than it had to be. And I mean, if you just leave it alone and you don't, it advanced the story in a negative way.
I agree with you.
I think fans were... for the most part, past the stuff with Wheeler, and they weren't even counting him on the team. It was like, he ain't playing. We've moved on from that. And there was a few vocal people out there that are obsessed with Wheeler, but that's a whole other story. But when they started to, again, like you said...
I'm talking about the majority of fans who don't have a hot take.
It was like, whatever.
They hadn't counted it like against Kentucky, because that'll be the thing tomorrow that me and DeCourcy probably argue about will be, well, they didn't have the health. Well, sure. They didn't have the health. Yeah.
And he and C.J. Frederick were kind of the poster people for that with the health thing this year. But with Wheeler, it was almost like you said they wanted people to know that he was trying to practice. And Calipari set it up. If you don't practice Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you ain't playing.
They gave info and they never give info.
Yes, and then he practiced.
They never give info.
And they put out videos of him practicing. They put out pictures of him practicing. And they didn't announce, Andy, that he wasn't playing until right before the game.
Yeah. Well, that's not surprising,
It's not, but it's like, then why do all that? Well, we did.
I don't know.
And all it did was make fans angry at him all over again. Not to the extent that they were, but there still were some fans out there that made him a story again, and he didn't have to be a story. They kept showing him on that. They hadn't showed him, Andy, on the bench for multiple games, but he was shown on the bench not all weekend long but multiple times over the weekend, and he was a story again. And I don't understand the thought process behind that, because all it did was advance a negative story about Xavier Wheeler, and it didn't have to be that. Not at all.
It didn't have to. I wish I knew the reasoning there.
I don't know why. Like you said, all you had to say, man, is like you didn't have to do all that all week long. You didn't say on Wednesday or Thursday before the game, so, you know, I don't know if he can go. We'll have to see. You had to act like he was going to play. And then he's on the sideline. He's not wearing a boot. He's not. There doesn't look like there's anything medically wrong with him.
Well, we don't know about that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that I think it was a ruse. Like, I'm not saying I don't. I think he was healthy. I'm not saying that. But it allows people that want that narrative to have that narrative. And Cal's been such, you know, an advocate of the players against the fans this year. You just gave the negative fans another storyline here with Sevier Wheeler.
You want to play some sound?
Let's play some sound. Have
you
want to
play some sound?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it'll be all fun.
Well,
or not,
no.
But
I want to play this Josh Pastner sound.
Oh, this,
have you heard this?
This was funny. Yes.
Okay.
This
Do you
was
believe
funny.
This?
Yes.
This was on some of the coverage. This is
unsolicited.
Pastner, this is Pastner talking about Cal. They're eating mellow mushroom pizza. Okay.
In North Carolina.
And they're in North Carolina. And they're talking Cal. So take a listen.
So I'm going to have some pizza, and I'm going to let you explain what the heck happened there, Josh.
Well, look, Coach Calipari was being courted, recruited by, obviously, by many schools.
Yeah.
North Carolina State was one of them. And he tells a story about when they wanted him, he wanted to go by the local pizza place because he was going to determine if the pizza was really good, that he would take the job.
Okay.
Well, he went there. He didn't say the name at the time, but he said he went to a pizza place and it just didn't taste right for him. So it's the reason he did not take the North Carolina State job. He judged it based on the tasting of a pizza. Now, it's worked out for him because he came back and continued to win at a very high level at Memphis and then got the Kentucky job. But it was really based on a pizza deal. He was great in that
You're
clip.
You're standing
there.
By your side of the story. Pass the pizza down to Tony.
I'll give it over to Tony.
I'm not going to bogart it. It's actually really good.
Mellow Mushrooms does a great job, by the way.
I think it's pretty tasty.
Maybe a mix of cheese and pepperoni.
Maybe on that, just on that day, it just, for whatever reason, the taste didn't taste right, and it made him say, I'm not going to North Carolina.
So you're standing by your description of the
events.
Were you on the plane?
I wasn't on the plane, but I've heard directly from Coach Calipari himself. I know the exact story many times from Coach Calipari.
It came from his mouth.
How about that?
Wow.
Yeah,
little Pastner pizza.
Yeah, I don't know if I don't know what I believe there. I don't know what I believe.
It's an unsolicited story.
I know.
Now, if there was there's no reason for a narrative to be there.
It's just because it's Pastner. You think he's a man that you can believe. That's what it is, because he's got a baby face.
He does have a baby face. Yes,
That's what it is.
He's in his 40s, but he still looks like he's just in his early 30s.
If that were Calvin Sampson, you would not buy into him. You would not buy into Calvin Sampson.
I think I would.
In that story. He's a liar.
I'd buy into Calvin Sampson.
We have Nick Curran sound.
Oh, yes. Okay, so you've alluded to this during the
Justin,
show.
Justin, how did this feel cutting this sound? I got to know how it felt hearing this sound.
It was old school Nick Curran.
It was old school Nick Curran. That's
Sunday
what I'm
morning
about.
Hangover.
Yes, let's go.
And Jeff Walls, I think you got to see his coaching genius on full display last night. Dialed up a perfect play for Dixon to end the third quarter, hit a baseline jumper to give Louisville a 2-point lead going to the fourth, and then having to burn a couple of timeouts after advancing the ball on an out-of-bounds play late. But after the first timeout, just ran a perfect play for Haley, who scored and got fouled because they were trying to foul her. Just absolutely genius stuff, as we've kind of come to expect.
That's a haymaker. Genius. I love it. Listen, I love it.
Genius. Just absolutely genius stuff, as we've kind of come to expect.
That's his coach.
To beat 12 seed Drake.
He had to pull the rabbit out.
Listen, around here, we better be happy about beating anybody.
Any wins.
No, it's true.
About anybody
any
around here.
Any wins in March. Any win you get in March,
any
should
win,
be celebrated.
Any win's a great win the way it's going. God.
I mean, I fully expect Louisville to lose tonight now, but the way things have gone around here.
Well, Nick Curran cursed it.
He did curse it.
He cursed it.
A genius play. And then, if they do lose the next Sunday, he'll be like, well, it's just bad luck. Snake bitten. They just didn't have it tonight.
You taking a shot at Curran.
I'm not taking a shot. I'm just telling you what his take's going to be next Sunday if Louisville loses. I know.
Do people want Strebel crushing caller Travis? Is that what people want?
Sounds like
it's
it.
It's a minute five.
Yeah,
here we go.
I mean, anybody that sits up here, I'm just going to call them. These callers are idiots.
No, Travis, this is my show.
No.
Bye. No, I'll hang up on your ass. This is my show, big boy.
Bye.
This is my show,
big boy. You don't tell me no. No. Here's the, you want to know the truth, Travis? You want to come here and defend Cal? You miss the tournament. You go out in St. Peter's the next year, first round. Then you lose to a Kansas State team that you're better than, you should beat. No. He deserves some blame, too. I'm not going to let you on here to put a diaper on John Calipari. And you don't tell me no on my show. Period. And you get mad about it or whatever, I'll hang up on your ass. I got the button. You don't.
Whoa.
I don't want to hear it from you.
Whoa.
You call in all year long, and you take runs at people and take runs at callers. I coach basketball at a high level. So if you want to go listen to another show, be my guest. I ain't putting up with it.
There you go, Texter. I just destroyed you.
I know it wasn't a texture, but it seemed fitting.
Yeah, no, I don't want to hear it out of Travis anymore.
Oh, man.
Well, it is the same.
This is my show, big boy.
It is. It's just the same. It's like, I coach basketball. It's like, for who? Like, what's
this is my level? Show, big boy.
Well, who is he coach basketball for?
I don't know.
He always says
he coaches basketball at a high level. And I'm like, what does that mean?
What's a high level? What is
exactly.
a high level? Well, you guys got to find out.
Well, he won't tell. I mean, it's
what
secret.
What do you mean he won't tell?
It's
super secret.
He's always been vague. I coach basketball at a high level.
Well, that's the guy that calls me Little Red and then they lost the game.
Yes.
At least he called back.
I'll give him credit. He called even though they lost. Normally he just calls when they win, but he called when they lost. He was calling, you know, it was enough.
What's the Strebel battles UK and U of L fans. James goes into WWE wrestling names. Is this worth?
Yeah,
buy bums.
Yeah, I like it.
Buy bums. I love that's the end. Buy bums.
Let's go ahead and get UK James on the line. What's up, UK James? Nice name. We had the same first name.
Yes, it is. How's everybody doing tonight?
Not great.
Oh, why not? This is the gold standard. This is UK basketball, baby. The gold standard.
Yeah, what's the Louisville standard?
There it
the
is.
The gold standard.
No. What's Louisville? You want to call in?
There it top is. Five. You can't get into the.
All right. UK. Okay. UK. James. What's Skinny Payne standard? What's y'all standard?
Gold
y'all
want? Standard,
no. Right? What did you have? Louisville being UK? UK James. What did you have Louisville being? Do you have winning four games? You're an embarrassment of a basketball program. You can say that all you want. You haven't made the tournament since 2019, big boy. You have nothing to cheer for. Preseason what?
Get out to the Sweet 16.
Where are you? No, where's Louisville? Not the CBI, not the NIT, not the PTA, not the PTO, not the NWO, not the WWF, not the NWA, not the EAEW, nothing. You're nothing. Guess what? Bye, big boy.
He can't do anything.
What's Kenny Payne doing? Answer my question here, big guy. Hey, James, answer my question. What's Kenny Payne doing? You want to take shots at Calipari? Kentucky? What's Kenny Payne doing? What's he done?
I'm standing up for Cal.
What's Cal done?
What's your program done?
All
program.
That you all spending and you
y'all spending $3.5 million for four wins and for Sidney Curry. Bye, bum. Bye, bum.
Hey, Louisville fans calling in. What's John Calipari done? What about the preseason top five?
Y'all won four games. Stop it. This isn't a victory lap for you.
It's poor not. Sidney Curry catching all this.
Bye,
time.
Bum.
I do feel bad for throwing Sidney
Curry. Bye, bum.
Unsolicited.
No, you don't.
But that guy,
that's a massive whopper. You don't care about throwing Sidney Curry under the bus at all.
It was unsolicited. I shouldn't have done that. He didn't do anything to me.
Bye, bum.
It was just that caller. Cal, he had nothing to say. He had zero to say. What's Cal done? And then we'd have another caller that he ended up agreeing with me. He's like, Rick Pitino, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, Calipari beat Rick Pitino. He didn't beat him in the tournament. I was like, he's 2-0 against Rick Pitino in the tournament. What are you talking about? And he was like, oh, yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, of course he beat him in the NCAA tournament.
He's like,
that's one of
the
most crushy losses in U of L.
the night before my birthday.
Guys, before his birthday.
He's like, I had to do the sad drive back from Indianapolis after losing to, I don't want to say a bum Kentucky team, but a bad team that before that did
they
nothing
were a
all
bad
season.
Team before that. Yeah. They were an 8 seed.
And U of L was up by like 20-something points. I was feeling good in the first half. We were talking about their UK fans hands and back tats and back fat or whatever in front of us that were going at it. Yeah, and then I had to do that on the way home.
Yeah. Sad absolutely. Birthday.
I have one here. Paul Rogers calls Nick Jamie. Oh, no.
Oh,
no. Not Paul. Not sweet Paul.
On Fast Break Friday, Bob and Jamie and I did a thing.
Oh.
This isn't technically picking your final four because this was before the draw even. And we had a thing. Okay. Pick four teams
that
you think will win the most games. And you get a point per win and you go from there.
Okay.
Well, of my four teams, I lost two in the first round and another one in the second round.
Oh.
Nick didn't correct him.
On Fast Break Friday, Bob and Jamie and I did a thing.
Oh, Nick just meekly sat there.
Well, no, that was during Drew's show, but yeah.
Oh, I thought that was Nick's voice in the background. Was that not Nick's voice?
No, that was Diener.
That was Diener?
Yeah.
That didn't sound like Diener.
It was blank. Yeah,
on Fast Break Friday, Bob and Jamie and I did a thing.
You want to hear more of it?
Yeah.
This isn't technically picking your final four because this was before the draw even, and we had a thing. Okay. Pick four teams.
That's Diener. I don't know why I thought it was Nick's voice. Maybe I was just thinking of Nick's sad reaction to that. Maybe.
Oh, he heard it.
Did he hear it? Yeah.
Yeah, he heard it. Of course he heard it.
Of course Paul has Jamie on the brain. I mean, who doesn't have Jamie on the brain?
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, of course I do.
I mean, what's going on?
Think about Jamie right now.
I'm not like you. I'm not stupid.
Man, I love it. These drops.
I'll hang up on your ass. This is my show, big boy.
Jamie's the only one I think is more Italian than me. Yeah. I would say that. I would say Jamie.
Why? Why are you bending the knee to him?
Oh, just
why
because would you
feel
have
that to around here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't think you should. I think if you really want to be the contrarian, you stand up to Jamie.
But that's what we think about Jamie. Yeah, everybody thinks Jamie's
when
great.
I saw him in that golf cart, I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Oh, he's glistening out there.
He was looking good.
Yeah, he was.
He could wear a small and get away with it.
Texas says, does Furman have a Android? No, he doesn't.
No, he's got an iPhone.
No. Come on. Texas says, why did Big Sid have to catch shrapnel?
Scribble
doesn't feel bad about that.
Well, I shouldn't have mentioned him. It was not intentional shrapnel. I was in the heat of the moment.
Texter says, "Big boy is what Strebel orders at Frisch's."
I'm into Frisch's
again. We've talked about this it once a week.
Yeah, about a big boy.
Texter says, "Nobody cares about your Kentucky post game show. Move on."
Okay. Yeah, right. Okay. The amount of Louisville fans that listen in
Texas says the emperor starves the peasants and yet they still bow. Yes, they do.
Let them eat cake.
Texas says need a Wheeler to take out Reeves and move Walls to the two versus Kansas State. Texas says Cal wrote in his last book that he lies about injuries and off-court issues. I am going to say this, and I have never felt more confident. That guy's regurgitating that from somebody. He has not read Cal's books.
Yeah, he
because I don't know anyone other than Strebel who got one as a Father's Day gift that has read a Calipari book.
The player's
and
first
I don't
book.
Believe that.
Yeah, I don't
somebody
either.
Said that. T.J. Walker said that. Roush said that. KSR said that. Yeah. Somebody said that you're regurgitating.
Shannon the Dude said it.
Shannon the Dude said somebody said that.
It was Shannon. I don't know.
There's not five people right now listening to us. You could save that. That have read that book.
Yeah.
Not five.
I'm with you.
One, two, three, four, five.
I'm one. I might be the one.
You're the only one.
I may be the only one. I'm the only one in this building.
Texas says, talk Musselman. Dude, we like 25 minutes on him being shirtless.
We did. We talked about other coaches.
You know
other
I love
coaches.
Musselman. You said he was enough. You said enough with the
enough
shirt.
Enough the shirt off. I mean, I
mostly agree with you.
Yeah,
but
enough
I mean,
the shirt off. It's a sweet 16.
All my coaches that I like have lost. He's the only one I got left. Okay?
He is. He's it.
He's it. I got
you
no Shire. I got no Bill Self.
No.
I got nobody.
It's you and Mitch riding with Musselman.
And that's not good.
I know when you're with Mitch. Uh-oh. Look.
He's live.
Look, he's live.
Always live.
Oh, being Cardi Zone's live right now.
Yes. By the way.
Texter says, hey, Mark, what's up with the washcloth?
What? What are they doing over there? The washcloth.
I talked about Chris Dominguez earlier.
Yeah.
A baseball player at the very beginning
every time I look,
of Dan McDonald's tenure.
Every time I look in the studio, Biscuit's just looking very serious. Like he's got a take he's really giving.
I pulled a Furman today. I met Mangus Ennis in a parking lot to get the equipment.
Oh, did you?
I mean, just had to look.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I had a Pelican case. Imagine what that looked like. International gun sales. That's what it looked like.
So were you? you're trading off the
plans. Yeah.
Who knows what's in that case?
Who knew has any idea?
Like the
Where's
shady
Fauci?
Guys.
Was Fauci there? Is Fauci there?
He's in a manhole, peeking his head out.
I mean, I didn't see anything. We didn't talk about Withers, but who cares?
Well, I mean, what's there
Diener
to say?
Diener talked about this today, and I think Purdue's I think we'll talk about this maybe tomorrow. Purdue is the worst team to be a fan of, but like Indiana and Kentucky right now are not far behind. Like yeah. Purdue is Purdue, okay, with yes. what they have done or not done. But Indiana, this was their year.
Oh, it was their magic
and
year.
It needs
yes.
to be said, it was their magical season.
Yeah.
They got nothing. They didn't do anything. They didn't win any awards. They didn't get
Poor
like
TJD's
a.
Poor TJD's not going to get player
they,
of the year.
They didn't get like a second place.
No,
they didn't get anything. And Kentucky now is sitting there as a blue blood program with mid-major results.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of where we are.
I mean, Kentucky looks like Iowa State basketball right now. I mean, they get to the round of 32. It's a fine story. They're a sixth seed, and they get upset in the round of 32. I mean, that's what it is. It's like Iowa State, and it's sad to see. I mean, you go from Mike Woodson saying IU basketball is the bleep at their Hoosier Midnights or whatever to nothing. Like, nothing. Like, nobody got anything. Like, the only person who's going to get anything is Jalen Schifino's going to get millions of dollars to play in the NBA. He's the only one. He's it.
We should end
he's
with
the only
we
one.
Should end there with your crap Jalen Schifino tank.
Well, he's the only one that's going
to
win.
No, I'm just saying that. Yeah. Just what a great way to sink into the abyss of the bonus hour for 30 minutes or an hour. What is it today? I'm trying to think. What do we have today? We have anything
I think
today.
There's a full hour.
Yeah,
there's
we don't have okay. anything today. There's no say. Sports on. What do we
yeah,
watch
I didn't know
tonight?
There was bonus hour either until like five. Seconds ago, and I'm like, oh, but we're good.
We're no,
good.
We're fine.
They covered
we're
it.
Fine.
They covered it.
All right, there we go.
All right,
let's take a break. I have absolutely no idea
what they're doing on the bonus hour today.
No, not that. Just like there's nothing on tonight.
No.
Might be an early bed night. I don't know.
Definitely for me.
Probably. Yeah. All right, let's get out of here. Good job all around. We'll be back tomorrow, 3 o'clock.